You're very welcome to Climate Change for Beginners. I'm Dr. Ciaran O'Carroll. On today's episode, we're going to be asking the question, who is Greta Thunberg? Greta Thunberg was born in January 2003 in Stockholm, Sweden. At a young age, she was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, OCD, and selective mutism. That basically means she only speaks when she thinks it's absolutely necessary. While acknowledging that her diagnosis, quote, has limited me before, she does not view her Asperger's as an illness and has instead called it her superpower. Like many of her peers, Greta started learning about climate change when she was around 8 years old. She read books and watched documentaries about rising global temperatures and melting glaciers. Greta also learned from climate scientists that if we took action now, it would dramatically increase the chances of a safe future for her generation and the ones that follow. Yet global emissions continued to rise. To Greta, it was madness. The world was on fire, and yet all world leaders talked about was economic growth, energy prices, shareholder value. She wondered, what value is there in a future where hundreds of millions of people suffer? She fell into a deep depression. But then she was inspired by another group of teenagers who rose up against a different kind of failure to protect their futures. The students in Parkland, Florida, who led a national wave of class walkouts demanding tough controls on gun ownership after 17 people were murdered at their school in February 2018. That's why, at age 15, she went to Sweden's parliament and camped outside with a simple sign that read, "School strike for the climate." She returned every Friday, spending all day there. Some people demanded she go back to class, to which Greta responded, "Why should any young person be made to study for a future when no one is doing enough to save that future? What is the point of learning facts when the most important facts given by the finest scientists are ignored by our politicians?" Gradually, her protest got a bit of press attention. Next came speaking invitations, first at climate rallies, then at UN climate conferences, and then at the World Economic Forum in Davos, where she told world leaders, "I want you to act as you would in a crisis. I want you to act as if our house is on fire, because it is." Even if the speeches, which she writes herself, did not dramatically change the actions of policymakers, they did inspire a great many other people. Suddenly, children around the world were organizing student strikes of their own. At their marches, many held up placards quoting some of her most piercing words, "I want you to panic. Our house is on fire." Today, the school strike for climate movement is still growing. In September 2019, over 6 million adults and children participated in strikes worldwide. Greta appeared in Montreal, where almost 500,000 people gathered. Greta is also quick to point out that the climate strikes are the work of thousands of diverse student leaders, their teachers, and supporting organizations, many of whom have been raising the climate alarm for years. As a manifesto put out by British climate strikers put it, "Greta Thunberg may have been the spark, but we're the wildfire." If you're interested in joining a strike, I recommend Googling Fridays for Future or Climate Strike and searching for your local organization. That's it for today. Please subscribe to Climate Change for Beginners. If you'd like to submit a question, visit www.climatechangeforbeginners.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at ClimateCuron. Thanks for listening.